Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. As we draw ever so near to our Lord's soon return, God is shining his light into the hearts of men, bringing great conviction and bringing forth repentance, faith, and salvation. Hallelujah. You know, the darker it gets, the greater the light of Christ is going to show up and shine. Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. And the good works that we are performing, if you will, or what's coming through our lives, I should say, as we abide in Christ, is the Word of God. The Word of God never returns void, but it always accomplishes that for which God has sent it. Isaiah 55:11, perhaps the most encouraging scripture in all the Bible concerning our labor in the Lord, as Paul put it. He said, "Be therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Amen. And putting forth his word is the work of the Lord, and the cross helps us to stay out of the way, if you will, and let that word flow freely through our lives as the light of holy truth shines into the darkened hearts of men who are enslaved by sin and who Satan has, the god of this world, right? He blinds the minds of men. 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. You know, speaking of the light of Christ shining through the body of Christ into the darkened hearts of men, over the weekend here, I had a guy named Jeremy from Canada that miraculously, as he put it, pretty much found our site. And he said that he could not stop reading it. Basically, that's the only thing he wanted to read, because God has been drawing this man, as he's doing with so many today. And, you know, what Jeremy just wanted to express his heart when we finally talked on the phone today after several days of emailing. And what a sincere man, what a blessing. And he wanted to share things, as at times all of us want to do, and to maybe get the darkness in our hearts out into the light by speaking them out to somebody we can trust. And so you know, he talked about how he was full of, as we all are, and I told him that too, anytime we're living in sin, and that's what he was speaking about, we have shame, we have guilt, and it just completely destroys and quenches any joy or happiness for life. You know, I maintain through the scriptures, I believe, that the only happy people on the earth are those that are serving the Lord. And even when he's correcting us, we know we're his. In fact, that's proof that we're his. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And in Job, I believe it is, in Proverbs, it says, "Happy is the man whom the Lord chastens." Proverbs 3:12, I believe. So, but notice, if you're in Christ and you're one of his children, it's only then that you can have joy and happiness in your heart, no matter what's going on. You know, as Jeremy and I discussed today in our lengthy phone call, and where Jeremy actually got saved. Hallelujah. And I want you to be praying for our new brother in Christ who has been born again into the kingdom of Christ by the Lord. And we talked about how living outside of God's will, outside of the salvation that Christ alone can provide and does provide, is a effort in futility, if you will, with diminishing returns. There's nothing good about it. And the gift that God gave us by putting a conscience in us, you know, we all know when we're right with God, we have there's a corresponding divine peace. And we also know, in contrast, what it means to live outside of the will of God. That is not fun, is it? There's no happiness about it. Even if you have everything this world has to offer and you're trying to find peace by traveling or buying something else or materialism, it just doesn't work. You can travel to the farthest ends of the earth. You can go to Jerusalem. You can go to Italy or France and all these beautiful destinations and still be unhappy because you don't have a clear conscience. It's not yet washed in the blood of a lamb. And even for believers, if you live outside of the will of God and you have sin in your life that you have not confessed, your joy is muddled. It's intermittent. It's non-existent. And the good news is that we can come unto Jesus as little children and receive fresh washing, clearing, cleansing, and forgiveness, thank God. In fact, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Amen. We have a page on safeguardyoursoul.com. It's one of the main buttons. It's called Fresh Start with God. What a blessing. If you're away from the Lord today, if there's any sin, one or more, that you have to confess before the Lord, then let me invite you to do that. The Lord is waiting. He loves you. And he's ready to forgive. Psalm 86, 5 and 15. So our new brother, beloved Jeremy in Canada, called today. And he had several things that he wanted to get out into the light, like I said. And that's always good to do with a sound brother, if you're a brother. And if you're a sister, a sound sister in Christ. If you feel like that's something that is going to prosper and profit you, or that the Holy Spirit is laying on your heart to do. I'm not saying every time we've sinned, we got to go tell somebody, but there are times that we do well to get those things into the light. Amen. And gentlemen, let me invite you now that if you need to talk to someone, I'm available to you, as well as I know you have other brothers in Christ that are available to you and to listen to you and pray with you. Amen. So Jeremy, our new brother in Christ, was just so delighting in the Lord drawing him, and he was eager to pray and repent when we spoke, and he prayed with a heart of honesty and sincerity, and it was beautiful. He was led in a prayer to pray to God, not man, with me as a witness, another mere man, standing shoulder to shoulder, if you will, with Jeremy and going before the Lord and doing business with God and telling him what he already knows, that we have sinned against him and are in utter separation and without hope without him, for we have violated his holy law in a myriad of ways. And also that God, as the pivot point goes, that God sent his only begotten Son, that if we believe on him, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. And all our sins are washed away in the tsunami flood of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. In fact, that's one of the things we spoke about today, is that the blood of Christ is greater than any and all sin. Amen. Any and all sin. And Jeremy and I reminded him that the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ is above all sin. So when you picture in your heart and mind that beautiful cross where Jesus died, having said in his last breath, "It is finished," it is finished, which is paid in full, that his precious blood paid for every one of our sins. Amen. And they do not stand anymore when we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And our sins and iniquities he will remember no more. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. I understand that most of the people on here are born again and you never ever stumble or sin or trip up. But for people like me, I appreciate these Bible verses. I'm being a little facetious here, but there's always that going back to the Lord afresh and confessing any sin and attitude or something you did in your heart, you know, or something you did in transgression in a manifested form, or the omission of not seeking his face and falling back into self-idolatry. We always need to come before the throne of his grace to obtain mercy and find grace, divine enablement to help in time of need. Aren't you glad that the blood of Christ, the fount of his blood, speaks in heaven for us? Amen. Get that picture, get those snapshots as you study through the book, the glorious book of Hebrews. Amen. And so Jeremy and I have begun to talk on the phone, which we will continue to do with great delight in the Lord, and so that we can both grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of the reasons why I wanted to share with you, as I do from time to time, is to encourage you in Christ, friends. God wants to use you, and perhaps somebody listening has been desiring, and that's a godly desire, for God to use you to lead somebody to Jesus. And you know, just about 4 days ago, just before Jeremy and I started talking on email, I asked the Lord, you know, because I haven't led anybody to Jesus in a few weeks, I guess, and I was like, Lord, please send somebody that you're ready to save. Lord, I would love to be used by you. And, you know, if you just dare to ask, beloved, just dare to ask, God is going to use you in mighty ways, and also to be prepared with the scriptures. But don't worry about that either. Be prepared, but know that God is going to lead you. Know the Romans road. Know the Ten Commandments to bring the conviction. And I also want to encourage you to the cache, the C-A-C-H-E, of great encouraging scriptures and testimonies on Safeguard Your Soul under the evangelism category. There's a drop-down menu for categories. I want to encourage you to go there. Also, we have a book called Revolutionary Evangelism. It's a small book. It's a thin book, but greatly, very greatly encouraging and exhorting and fueling for your life of soul winning. Amen? Jesus is coming, saints, and we're not going to be able to evangelize anybody in heaven because there won't be any sinners there. Hallelujah. So I prayed. I said, Lord, please use me to lead somebody to you. Amen. And the rest is history. This happens every time, as sure as you're breathing and listening to my voice, that I ask the Lord, Lord, please bring somebody to yourself, oh God. Amen. God can use me. He can use anybody. Ask, beloved, and you shall, not might, but shall receive. Matthew 7:7. Do you believe and take God at his word? God wants to use us more than we want to be used of him. Amen. Thank you for praying for the continual fruitfulness and supply of the ministry. We still have, and always will, Lord willing, books going out, scripture rich books going out to those that are incarcerated. And we're pretty much limited to the supply we have on hand. And so your love offerings are greatly appreciated. Thank God for them. And also, as we close here, our new brother Jeremy, I want you to be praying for him, as I mentioned earlier. And, you know, he's already got a King James Bible. And he is just devouring the Word of God. And we know that the Lord said that he will continue the good work he began. And Jeremy, even as he began that good work, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Thank you for lifting up our new brother. And be encouraged that God wants to use you, my friend. Perhaps today, right now, is a good time to turn off all the electronics and get before the Lord and look up to heaven with your hands and heart lifted and say, Lord, please have your way in me, O God. You must increase, but I must decrease. Lord Jesus, teach me your way and use me, dear Lord. I love you, Jesus, and I look for your soon return eagerly. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcast on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month. And your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site. And you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so. And a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.